Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You've been added to the Modern Rock Group chat.
As long as they'll have us, I guess.
Say so. Take your word on that one.
Yeah. I got to start the show. It's the Modern Rock Group Chat podcast. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Well, the day after Thanksgiving when this thing airs. The first thing I got to start off with, we just had a fun conversation. One of our salespeople here, Barb.
Oh, is, my God.
Barb's hilarious. She's a character and a half.
Yep.
She is.
But the thing that Barb was talking about, she's a seat snob at shows.
Yes.
I am 100% also a seat snob. Like, if I want to go to a concert, sometimes, like, you know, Luke might be like, hey, you know, maybe we can get some extra tickets if you guys want them. I can't take those because, like, if they're in the upper levels, if they're lawn seats, I can't do that. I have to be in the good. Like, if I pull strings, if I don't go to a lot of shows, but if I go, I want them to be nice. I want to have a good experience. Barb said she went on a date with a guy to the House of Blues, and they had, like, standing room only tickets. And she's like, I can't do this. Can you get better tickets? At the show. They are at the, like, not like, hey, baby, I'm going to buy these tickets. No, I need better ones. That he had already purchased said tickets. They are at the show. And then she's like, I cannot do this.
Barbie we is need goals. Better. She's goals.
I would have, no. It was like, wait a minute. Did they have seats there or was it standing?
She wanted to be in like a box or something.
Yeah.
Is what she wanted.
She wanted to be among the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barb is that lady. Remember the lady that went viral for going, I'm not going to the Cheesecake Factory? Yeah. That's Barb. Barb's so, like, you ain't taking me to this.
Wait a minute. So she wanted to be in the box.
Yeah, she didn't want to be with all the people.
I
would have
been like,
people.
If you want to be in the box, I'm getting in your box. No, it does not work that way. You can't spring that on somebody. No, that is so unbelievably fair. Now, I wouldn't say that.
Sure.
But you just cannot come out. Like, if we're going to a show with standing room only, then all of a sudden you complain. And I'm like,
well, then, Jack, I just learned something about you. You're not into demanding women. You're not into that because there are men that would be turned on by that. Like, I'm not into demanding. I'm too freaking lazy. I'm just going to be honest with you. Like, I'm just kind of like, this is our seat. All right, let's just stay here. I don't want to get up and move again. But
it's like, can you hear it? I mean, is everybody like 8 feet tall in front of you? I mean, there's so many things.
I think the guy bought her better tickets, too.
I think he did.
I think he did. Yeah.
What show was it?
She knows what she wants.
I can't remember. It was some show at the House of Blues.
Yeah, go. Let's get her.
All right.
But no, like, it's a real thing because I remember being angry at the bar I was working at and then realizing there were men that were into it, not only into it, but tipping like 20 and 50 bucks a drink because of how mean I was to them. And I was like, whoa, this is like.
All right, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Here comes Barb. Yeah. I want to know what show it was.
Barb coming in here on the Modern Rock Group Chat podcast.
Yes.
Barb, we had to talk. It was hilarious when you told us the story. You went to the House of Blues in Myrtle Beach and the guy bought you tickets and you're like, these ain't good enough for Barb. You didn't call yourself that in the third person. But Jack was wondering, what was the show? What show did you need the better seats for?
Edwin McCain.
Oh, come, really?
Edwin McCain.
I am not going to stay in the general public. I don't care if it's baseball, basketball, football. I want a box seat or a balcony.
This is our ultimate Southern Belle. We cannot let her melt among the people.
No, I love
it. No, I can see. I can see Edwin McCain because he's slower. He's the Al B guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get up and move. So I can see the sitting down. Whatever happened with the dude?
Edwin McCain or the boyfriend?
No. He went on date with.
I think he's dead.
Well,
I mean,
do you like older men, Barb?
Yeah, I'm going to be the next Anna Nicole Smith. Find me a 90-year-old who's almost dead.
All right, there you go.
I don't know. That's a good retirement plan.
Barb, that's tremendous. Thank you for coming into the show.
Thank you.
One more time for
we can't follow this. What the hell else do we have planned?
This is what you get on the show. You know what I mean? This podcast, people are like, I don't know what do you guys talk about? You're not going to find out about Bougie Barb really on the air like
but
you can
on the
show.
But she's so nonchalant about it. Like, she just really says, he's dead. I don't know. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? It was almost just like that.
You got to respect a woman that does not put up with shit. Like, there's a level, and she will not go beneath that level. I'm like, this is aspirational.
I have a lot of respect for Barb because you know exactly what she expects.
Yes.
You know what you're going to get. You know what I mean? There's no, like, she's going to hide it, and you know, 6 months later, you're going to find out, oh, you wish I would have got these better tickets. You just kind of, she's not going to suck it up and pretend that she's happy.
No. Nope.
She's either going to be happy or she ain't.
And you got to go then. You got to go. I can't do it. I honestly just don't do that.
My oldest is kind of like that, and it's a marvel watching her work.
Yeah.
It really is. I'm like, this girl's going to be fine. You know, she's the one that finessed her way into the executive assistant job. She knows. I mean, you know what? Good. She knows what she's going to tolerate and what she doesn't have to. She's already learned. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Whenever Barbie walks by, like, if I'm working, doesn't matter what I'm doing. If she's walking towards me and says, I have to tell you something, I don't give a shit if I'm supposed to be tracking the next 5 minutes. It's off. Everything's off, and I am just all ears with whatever she's got to say.
Barb tea is the sweetest tea. There's no better tea in the office
best.
than maybe your boy Foz. Because he's got, he knows.
Yeah. He does.
And actually, Stan.
Oh.
If you want to know.
5 a.m.
Yeah, 5 a.m. in here with Stanley B. can be a wild time.
Ask him about the old days in Fayetteville. Man, he has stories for days.
Apparently, Fayetteville was
happening.
Yeah, an interesting place. Again, it's the Modern Rock Group Chat podcast. Transitioning here. Thanksgiving was yesterday. So it's weird that we're going to talk about Thanksgiving stuff when Thanksgiving already happened. But Jack, you were talking about you got a Thanksgiving either or for us.
I saw this yesterday. You got to pick one.
Okay.
Who would you rather have Thanksgiving dinner with? Your dad's side of the family or your mom's side of the family? You can only pick one.
That to me is easy because my mom's side of the family is super sassy. They are shit talkers.
Uh-huh.
The first time my ex-wife met my great aunt Bertie, the first time they met, Bertie looked at her and goes, "Who the hell are you?"
I love this.
These are the people I want to hang out. These are the people you want to celebrate the holidays. Also, and again, God bless my dad, loved him to death. R.I.P. Ralph. But his family, super vanilla, super boring. It's going to be quiet, and the food will be fine.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to have a conversation. You're not going to have a time. Again, my mom's side of the family, my grandpa one time, I don't know how he was even allowed to drive. He got in his van, backed up his van, backed it up right into my cousin's car. My cousin's like, "What the fuck?" He drove off. He did a hit and run at the family reunion.
That's not a hit and run then. You know who hit and ran.
He didn't stop. He didn't go, "Oh my God, what happened?" He just went the other way, pulled right onto the highway.
Like nothing happened.
I don't know how other people didn't die that day because that madman is out there on the roads with, I mean, if he don't give a shit about his granddaughter, what do you think he's going to care about you if you're trying to merge into his lane? He ain't worried about it.
What you got, Amanda? Dad's side of my side.
Oh, boy. Now you open up that can of worms. My dad's 1 of 10. My mom's 1 of 7. It's going to be my dad's side. Hands down, because it's going to be the most freaking entertaining. Like, mom's side's more passive aggressive. Dad's side's just aggressive aggressive. What you're going to want to do is hang out with the Mexican side of the family because they're going to party until like midnight, 1 in the morning, and they got the liquor. The game plan is somebody's bringing Xanax because there's going to be a fight. There's going to be a fight. I've been hinting about this on air, and I'm like, I don't know how much to let of this go. But one year, my cousin Cassandra called me. She goes, "Amanda, you're 21. I was like, "Yes." She goes, "We're now going to get as drunk as our aunts and uncles. This is payback season."
Oh, God.
It is the best. I get there. She barely recognizes me. She's like, "What's going on? Let's have this." And we're having margaritas, everything. It's a really good time. So on my dad's side, just follow, okay? My Uncle David, my Aunt Elizabeth, they're Goodyears. They met the Escalante family, Maria and David. They got married to those siblings. They both had daughters, same exact time. So two sibling pairs get married, sure. have daughters, same exact time. I thought it was the f-ing Shining when I was a child. Because exact genetic makeup. Like, both of them are like Mexican-Irish. They still look the same to this day. They're in their 40s. It is so scary. Well, anyway, both of them divorced. So there's a tumult there. But Elizabeth and Alfredo, God bless them, every year still have Thanksgiving at their house. They've been divorced for 30 years.
Wow.
They still do Thanksgiving.
Welcome to my family, okay? This is why I'm like, we're going to keep it just the five of us low and slow. But yeah, you got to have a game plan. You got to be drunk. But the best part of it is, it's not just Thanksgiving. Then there's also Mexican Thanksgiving. And it's just a party that goes on and on into the night. I love it.
What's Mexican Thanksgiving?
Everybody speaks Spanish in the room. So you just have to, like, that's the expectation, is that it's all Alfredo's side of the family. And they're just all going to speak Spanish with each other.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I don't speak Spanish, obviously, but I still get a drink and sit down. And I feel like I can understand the shit talking after a while. You know, I'm just like, this is really good. I like this. And the food... The food's banging, you know, because the amount that these people drink, they're going to mess up the turkey. OK, so we just got to do.
When you're drunk, everything tastes better.
A little bit.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
Now, Jack, what about you?
My dad's side of the family, very intellectual.
OK.
So if I wanted a stimulating conversation, I'll go over there.
Nobody wants that.
My mom's side of the family, because they are backwoods country Virginia, like Colonial Beach, Virginia.
Okay, just, that's a
there's
sight.
There's always an uncle's. My Uncle Johnny.
Okay.
Dude would get slammed and everybody would cuss him out. He don't give a f because he's drinking. My mom's side of the family is the best for if you want some, like, it's about to be on.
Okay.
But if you want low key, my dad's.
Gotcha.
But I had to go with my mom.
Yep.
Okay. I have.
You know what's weird is my family.
We need to watch it.
My family, they are stone cold sober at reunions, at holiday gatherings. Nobody drinks. The only time anybody drinks, and I don't know when this started, because not all, like, some of the people in my family go to church, but not everybody's church people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the only people that'll drink, they will go out in the parking lot. They'll go out in the driveway by the cars, and you'll see like two or three of the cousins and maybe an uncle, and they're just like sipping like Bud Lights. Away from everybody. They only do that a little bit. They only have like one or two. Nobody gets hammered. There's never any wine.
Uh-huh.
We're mean and sober. It's a crazy dynamic. I hear about people that are like, oh yeah, we know Christmas. This guy's getting hammered. Nobody gets hammered. People are just screaming
They're
and yelling
mean
at
just
each
the
other.
Same. You got it.
And saying mildly and sometimes spicy racist things. Sober.
Mildly. There you go.
You know, sometimes it's mild. And it's not like sometimes my grandpa would say something to me and I'm like, I wouldn't laugh. And then he would reiterate and be like, no, you heard what I said. It's like, no, I understand what you told me about your doctor. I get it. I'm uncomfortable. I feel like I'm going to be canceled in a photo with you.
Bad stand-up, yep.
It's,
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's
isn't Matt Rife getting canceled now?
Yeah,
because of his joke that he did. You saw that, right?
I watched it, and
yeah.
I'll say this: my thought on stand-up comedy, it's an art form like any other kind of art form, whether it's music, whether it's painting, whether it's movies, whatever, a book. It's all an art form. You don't have to like something somebody does.
Mm-hmm.
It's their right to make the art. Having said that, it wasn't very good.
I saw it and I was like, it wasn't my thing though.
Yeah.
The reason I like Matt Rife a lot is his crowd work.
Yes.
Yeah.
And right at the end of the special, they showed like a clip of him talking to somebody. And I was like, you know what? I would have paid good money just to see all that interaction than the actual stand-up.
Yeah.
So that's just me.
He's the thing about him, and again, everybody, it's an art form. So there's no right or wrong answer. But when I first started doing stand-up comedy, a guy, Bill Crawford at WDV, who's a stand-up comic, travels regionally, does some stuff, real funny dude. The first time I was kind of running bits with him, he's like, you cannot punch down, you have to punch up. And if you're a good-looking guy who's super famous and you're on stage in front of 1,000 people and you're just saying things like, women are stupid, this fat lady talked about me on Twitter and I told her, ah, she's super fat. Like, it comes off more just mean than, like, you're not really telling jokes. And, like, he does a bit in that. One of the bits he did where he talks about finding the videotapes of his stepdads, that bit was really, really funny. And I thought he should have ended the set with that, because that, to me, was a good bit. Ending it by just talking about how people on the internet are mean to you and how people just think I could do crowd work, and then, like, he drops some mic. It's like, bro, your crowd work is way funnier than all this stuff we've sat through for the last hour.
I feel like you warned me about that, Slack, months ago, like, and you didn't. It wasn't what you said necessarily. It was me going, oh my God, he's so funny. Showing some crowd work of him where it was an interracial couple and he was doing some crowd work with the guy. And it was funny. Yeah. Like, it was toeing the line, but it was hilarious. They were both laughing. Everybody's having a good time. And I was like, this is talent. And you're like, and I was like, you know what? I wonder what his stand-up is like, though. Because that's really what carries you through. Like, you can't really just do a show of crowd work and have that be a Netflix special. I mean, there's ways to do it, but you have to have something in between. You've got to have some sort of through line and carry the show. I thought that's what was going to happen. I thought it wasn't going to be a lot of substance. Also, did he or did he not get some sort of jawline work done in the past 5 years?
That's the word on the street.
I'm pretty sure.
Yes, he got his jawline
work. Hey, it's good work.
Yeah.
It's good work. He looks like Sexy Squidward, but like, you know.
Sexy Squidward.
I just, watching his set.
It's like, dude, you're just not funny. I'm not offended.
A lot of the stuff he was saying, again, like, to me, it wasn't offensive because I'm not a woman. And like, whatever, guys, I've been to many of open mics. I know what guys say. But honestly, it sounded like a lot of dudes that just do open mic and are trying for the first time. It was a lot of those kind of premises. It was just kind of like, okay, like, this is, you're trying to be edgy, I guess.
Yeah.
I will say about the crowd work stuff. His crowd work is very funny. And he posts a lot of that. A lot of comics do. And I understand the philosophy behind it. And when we would have the Dead Crow comics on the show, I would talk to him about posting those clips online.
Yeah.
And the thing is when you're a comedian and you want people to come to your shows, if you have a joke that's really funny and then you put it on Instagram and then you do it on stage, people have already seen it.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Hold up. No, not really. Because Ian Laura, I saw him over the weekend.
Okay.
I love Ian Laura.
Okay.
And he just started doing more crowd work stuff. I wish he didn't do that. Stick to the jokes. But he was telling this one joke, and I was telling Nikki, I was like, I think he's going to go there with it. He changed the whole damn punchline. Nice.
Okay.
So I was like, his whole show is like, I heard it, but I didn't hear it. I knew where he was going.
Yeah.
Punchline was different. I'm like, that's brilliant. I like that. Yeah. He'd put on a good show. I mean, I'll pay again to go see him.
But I guess the point I was just trying to make is, though, a lot of comics will post their crowd work stuff.
Yeah.
Just so then you can get an idea of what their personality is, but they're not burning their material. You know, like, when you see a guy on Netflix or a girl on Netflix, you see their comedy special, they're never doing those jokes again. You do those jokes for a year.
Yep.
Then you get to the special, you record it, you put it all out there, and then it's like, okay, those jokes are retired. Now I have to do an entire new hour. So I get why comics are posting a lot of crowd work stuff. But if you did an hour of crowd work as a special, you would probably have to record like 8 shows just to have an hour's worth of really funny, good crowd. Because Andrew Schultz does crowd work, his YouTube videos, he's tremendous. He's so good at that. Very, very good. But the Matt Rife thing, I get where some people could be, you know, offended by things he said. You know, joking about domestic violence is really, if you're going to talk about stuff like that, it better be really funny.
Well, I think, that's the whole thing is, like, beyond all of that, like, I don't even think there's like, I'm not upset by stuff. I saw his jokes. I saw some the ones that were like the biggest deal. I didn't watch the whole special because frankly, it was boring as hell.
It really was.
Like, I couldn't do it. So it wasn't like, oh, this is controversial. Let me check it out for like, you know, see what the controversy is about. But like, you just have to have good material. And he just didn't. So I kind of feel like he's getting attention for being controversial when really the bottom line is he didn't have the substance.
And again, people take stuff out of context.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Right now, I just said you can make a joke about domestic violence and people will be like, oh, Randy thinks domestic violence is funny. Of course, I don't think domestic violence is funny. But people say jokes and you can talk about things that are scary. You can talk about things that are, you can't just bring up a normal conversation if you have a good joke to go with it. You can talk, you can try to talk about things. But again, it better be funny, because if it ain't, then you're just a dude who's saying, oh, that lady with the black eyes should have been in the kitchen. Well, actually, if she was better in the kitchen, she wouldn't have a...
It's just not there.
Let's go ahead and switch subjects.
Yeah,
A little bit.
Absolutely.
Let's go back to Barb. Where's Barb?
I guarantee... Guarantee Barb would go to a Matt Rife show.
Oh, well, she's probably already been. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Got somebody to buy her box seats, too. she's still finessing that.
She definitely got the meet and greets.
All right.
Speaking of handsome fellas.
Look at that.
Amanda brings up the group chat. What are these Jeff Bezos pictures from?
They were in Vogue.
Okay.
So I think his girlfriend was like, Daddy, get us in Vogue. And this is what he did. But like his girlfriend, I do got to say, she is the personality. When you see him like meet and greeting people, like Jeff does not. He's got the personality of like, I don't know, nothing. Like a bag of bread. Like there's nothing going on there. He's just rich guy, makes money, algorithms. Like you can just see it off of him. Like nothing's happening. And now he's got this new style where he's like, I'm a Western guy. I'm going to wear a cowboy hat and that's my whole personality. And his girlfriend's just nuts. So they're doing this photo shoot. They're, I think, inside of a truck.
Yeah.
And it looks like the Kim and Kanye ripoff. But what it looks like to me is when couples put themselves on Tinder and they're looking for a third.
Oh.
This is what the photo looks like to me.
Do you think
that's
his...
You can't unsee it.
Is that his real arm or is that Photoshop? Because my man Jeff kind of jacked in that.
He's a big dude.
It's his arm, but look what's happening here. He's got his arm draped over the seat. This is what fitness models do, so that makes their muscle bigger. So he's flattening the entire bicep against the car seat.
Yeah.
So he does have definition, but it's making it look...
Kind of like how The Rock will always do the thing where he's clasping a button on his shirt. So then he can kind of flex that arm. You know what I mean? That's a classic.
Larry's
kinda
like pretty buff, though.
Kind of like the thing where, you know, like you'll see the women in the gym and they'll turn their leg to the side like when they're doing the gym
the
selfie
booty pose.
And get the nice little.
I try to do that because I'm like, wait, how do they get in this pose? And the last time I did it, I think I'm old. I really hurt my back. I was like, let me figure that. Like I turned around and I was like, oh, something doesn't feel good. I should probably stop doing this. Yeah, they always do like the little fist out too. I'm like, what is this for? What are we trying to? I don't understand.
I'm not really sure. If I were Jeff Bezos though, I think, you know, like I'm getting in the gym because I really don't have anything else to do.
He sold the he doesn't run the day to day anymore.
You're sitting on hundreds of billions of dollars. You know what else are you gonna do? You're gonna watch Yellowstone and be like, you know what? This is me now. I'm Kevin Costner.
Didn't he just donate? Where was I reading
this? His ex-wife did.
No. Well, he did. 117.
He donated 117 million to or billion to his ex-wife when they got divorced.
No. It was to fight homeless.
For her.
To fight homelessness. Where did I read this yesterday? It's 117 million. I was like, oh, go ahead, Jeff. Mm-hmm. I think he got a little bit more, but okay. It's a start.
Yeah, I think he could do something. He could write that off.
Speaking of that, did you see all the stuff where people are giving Mr. Beast grief over like the videos he posts where he'll post a YouTube video of he'll go to Africa and build like a bunch of wells.
Yeah.
And everybody hate on.
And he made,
he's making sense.
Rough.
They're like, oh, he's doing it for clicks. It's like, yeah, no shit. That's his job. And if he can use clicks to fund more of these projects, like I don't get the backlash.
Yeah, what was so bad about the Robin Hood design? Like I know some people that work for him. Like he's got a crew of like 120 people that do stuff. But it's kind of smart. You go to a big business and you're like, we'll mention your name. you donate all of your money for court or whatever, and we're going to fulfill this thing at some family's house. I feel like everybody wins because you're kind of Robin Hooding the big corporations and getting a tax write-off. But
I don't see what he did. Like, what did he just do? Buried alive for like 7 days.
Buried alive for a week, yeah.
I didn't know. What was that? I didn't get it. I didn't see the whole thing. I mean, I don't know why he did it.
I mean, I'm not an 11-year-old kid with an iPad, so I don't understand what the appeal of any of this is.
From what I gather, I mean, it was a pretty sizable casket he was in. Like, it was big enough where he could, like, sit up in it. He could do leg lifts. He had a bunch of MREs. He had a thing where he could pee in. He had toilet paper. Like, as far as being buried alive goes, it was pretty easy. It was pretty easy living for him.
It was fine. He was in a studio apartment.
But again, for being, you know, for 7 days, you're going to go crazy. And I think people said that, like, he was hallucinating and there was a fly in there. I wonder if there really was a fly in there or if he was just losing his mind.
Wait, didn't David Blaine do something like that?
He did it like he was in, like, a glass box.
Did he tap out?
Like, suspended above the... Was that him or was that somebody
else? It was ice. I want to say he was... David Blaine did something like that. I can't remember what it was.
One of them tapped out. I remember that. There was, like, one where they did, like, a buried alive thing and... I couldn't do it.
Have you guys ever done those, like, deprivation, like the float tanks?
No.
I hated it.
You did that.
I loved it.
What?
I loved it. Dude,
I'm going to tell you.
It takes a while because when you sit in there at first, like at first I'm kind of like, all right, I'm like, I got an itch on my face. But if you fight it, then eventually, like, things just, I'm not saying I flat out was hallucinating.
Yeah.
But also, I thought I was kind of spinning a little bit, and then, like, I thought I saw, like, gray lines. Like, I thought I would see, like, the grid of inside this tank. And I asked the guy when I came out, and, like, the first time this all didn't happen, but, like, one of the other times it would happen. And I remember asking the guy at the front, I'm like, hey, man, like, did you turn a light on in there? And he's like, no. And it was like, well, that was weird. But, dude, I loved it, and I'll tell you, I think, like, it's kind of changed my... I can concentrate better now because it was like I got through that when, like, my face would itch and things. So now if, like, I'm getting, like, a root canal, if I'm at the dentist, if I'm in pain or whatever, I can kind of focus and try to get away from being like.
I had the exact opposite. I was bumper bowling in that bitch. Like, okay. I was laying there and my whole body was floating. Then would hit one end of the tank and then would hit the other, then hit another. And then the lights all went on and then they went off and then it was rainbow lights. Okay. And I'm like, I am not in a freaking rave right now. Yeah. And then the music came on and then that would turn off. And then, like, you have to wear really tight underwear and, like, keep your eyes shut in those things because you're floating because it's a lot of salt.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't have cuts.
Ooh.
Don't,
world
don't,
of pain.
Wait a minute, you gotta
freshly shave yourself. And
you,
then, like,
I mean, you have to wear
later.
Tight underwear and close your eyes.
Uh-huh.
Sort of like an audition, technically.
A little bit.
Okay, yeah. So
you shut your eyes, let it go. Like, shut your eyes and let it go, man.
There you go.
Oh, it's terrible. I'm like, when am I going to relax? And it just never, like, stopped. And then, like, I'm bumper bowling, so I'm trying to, like, push myself off the wall and then getting more water in my eyes. And then, like, your instinct is to wipe it off. I was like, this is
you
not.
You know what would be crazy is if none of that actually happened and Amanda was just tripping balls in this tent.
No, you know what's great? My husband's in the other room.
Bright lights, I heard sandstorm. I saw Mr. Beast.
Husband's in the other room. He's doing it. He's having the time of his damn life. Yeah. Probably, like, life-changing experience, just like Slack. He comes out. He's like, how's it going? I heard a little bit of bumping in there. I'm like, you did? Great. Wonderful. I'm glad you had a good time. He's like, I'm going to go in the cooler tank now. I'm like, have fun. Do what you want. Yeah.
Just like sex.
Pretty
much. There's only one person who likes it. Everybody else, yeah, whatever.
A lot of bumping around and you get something in your eyes. All right, guys. Thank you for the Bottle Rock
Good
group
night.
Chat. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll be back next week.
Save big on brunch for mom. All in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.